Now this final statement, and Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost, or dismissed his spirit, and the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. Now this, I think, was evidently witnessed by many priests, because it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and that was the time of the evening sacrifice, and they were serving in the temple at that very moment. And this certainly had some effect upon them. At any rate, we note later on that many of the priests came to a saving knowledge of Christ. For instance, I read Acts 6:7, "And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith." That's the end of the quotation. And friends, this reveals that many of the priests believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have every reason to believe that some of them were those that were serving in the temple at that time. Now, the fact that the very moment that he gave up the ghost, why the veil was rent in twain, is not accidental by any means, and it's not given to us that way. Now, when he gave up the ghost, and notice that's the way that he died, he didn't die because the bodily organs refused to function. He deliberately and definitely surrendered up his spirit. He could not die until he gave up his spirit. And he died differently, of course, than any of us. I've been in the presence of quite a few people that died. And these folk, I've always noticed there's what is called a death rattle. And that means the last thing we do is we try to draw in our breath. That's the one thing we want, is that final breath. He didn't do it. He dismissed his spirit, and that certainly made his death different in that sense. Now, when he did that, at that very instant, the veil was rent in twain. Now, that veil speaks of the humanity of Christ. We'll be going back to Leviticus, and I'll be mentioning the tabernacle, because the book of Leviticus has to do with the service in the tabernacle, and that veil, you'll recall, that speaks of the humanity of Christ, and the message is tremendous, and it's this. You see, the humanity of Christ, or the life of Christ, shuts us out from God. And the minute he died, the veil was rent. It's his death that brings us to God, not his life, friends. I have a book on the tabernacle in which I go into detail on that. We offered it in Exodus, but you can order it. It deals with this, and the worship in the tabernacle, and the articles of furniture, and especially the veil. Now let me move on at verse 39. "And when the centurion which stood over against him saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, truly this man was the Son of God." I believe that this was the confession of faith of the centurion. And this is as far as he possibly could go at this time. He couldn't have said anything that would have revealed his faith more than this. He acknowledged that Jesus was God's Son. He acknowledged who he was and certainly what he was doing. I do not believe that this man had all the details of theology. This man had never read Thornwell's theology or Strong's theology, and he never read any of my books, but this man knew enough to take his place beneath the cross of Christ, and you know that's all God's ever asked any sinner to do, to come in faith to him, and that's all this man's doing. And you must remember, he was a pagan Roman, and he had the cruel job of crucifying men, and certainly is made very tender at this time.